This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. We're on the phone today with Monty Werkel, the District 6 Director on the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Monty, you have been a traveling man. You were part of the group of wheat growers who got to go to Portland. But today we're talking about a trip that was just after that in Washington, D.C. Tell us what wheat growers were doing there in the nation's capital.
Well, the wheat growers had the U.S. Wheats Council had their national meeting, and so our board members, the ones that went out, attended those meetings, and you know, they talk about all the stuff they went through over the year and where they're headed, I guess.
What were some of your biggest takeaways from those conversations?
The very first day I was there, we had what they called the new board member orientation meeting. So I wasn't sure what that was going to entail, but it was actually interesting. I mean, they kind of went through all the different things that the board members will be doing and kind of talk about, you know, your responsibilities and kind of what to look for, but also just what they expect out of you. Most of it probably seems like common sense, but it's always good to have those reminders.
Yeah, absolutely. Important to mention, too, that you are on your first term on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Were there policy discussions had in the nation's capital? And if so, what's top of mind for wheat producers right now?
I would say trade. And so, yeah, we went to the capital and visited with our Nebraska delegates and had good meetings with all five of them, all five of their offices. Congressman Flood wasn't able to join us, but the other four we got to sit and visit with one-on-one. And so we talked about trade and we talked about the importance of the exports. We talked about the importance of the Snake River and the dams and the rail and that sort of stuff and how that all affects us back here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So that was always interesting for them to hear our points of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Monty, what else stands out from your trip in Washington, D.C. that's important to note?
Well, I think it was important that, like I said, we visited with each one of those delegates, and they took the time. I mean, there was four or five of us and them and a couple of their aides, so seven or eight of us sitting around the table and just discussing and that having them actually listen to what we're asking and talking about and taking notes. And so, I mean, that was refreshing, I guess, for me to see that they do have an open ear.
Let's go back a couple of weeks, because I mentioned you were a traveling man in Portland out in the PNW for a wheat marketing and export workshop. What were some of your takeaways from that trip, Monty?
I honestly didn't realize how much Nebraska wheat went through the Pacific Northwest and goes on the barges and then out to the vessels and overseas. I was a little bit surprised. That's where I learned that half of Nebraska's wheat production actually does get exported. So whether it be to the Pacific Northwest or down to the South, but that was interesting to me because I'd heard a little bit about the export and stuff and the location there, but seeing it firsthand made it interesting.
Yeah. As you take all of that information back home to your operation and to your role on the Nebraska Wheat Board, what do you hope to communicate with producers?
Mostly let them know that there is somebody out there that's advocating for them, that, you know, sometimes we feel like as an operator, we're kind of just a drop in the bucket and nobody really cares, but there are people who care. Takes time to get policies and everything changed or kept the same way you want them, but there are people working on it. So that's probably the biggest thing I would share with the growers in my area.
Very well said, and a good note to end on. Our guest today, Monty Werkel, he serves as the District 6 Director on the Nebraska Wheat Board, joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex Makovica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.